And joining us in the studio today for the first time, we have a Twin Cities band called 26 Bats. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
And they are Bailey Kogan on vocals. Hi, Bailey.
Hello.
We have Carl Remus on guitar over there. Did I say your name right?
Yep.
Okay. Daniel Chavez on trumpet.
Yo.
Christian Wheeler on bass. Warren Fenzi on drums.
Hello.
So thanks for coming in, guys. They have a show coming up tonight along with Twin Cities Band. Now, do you know how to pronounce it? Taba?
Taba, yeah.
Taba, yes.
They're
Taba.
Fantastic.
And then a local band, Social Disaster, who have said this might be their last show for the winter, but who knows? But if you haven't seen them in a while, you might want to take that opportunity. That show starts at 9 o'clock tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. And we're going to find out more about 26 Bats in just a minute, but what do you guys want to kick off with here?
This song is called Big Fan of the Breeze.
That is 26 Bats live from Studio A and Big Fan of the Breeze. Well, welcome, guys. It's your first time in the studio, so that's the time when we play Let's Get to Know You and find out more about you. And so, Carl, you sent me an email and you said you guys are part of a collective called Creative Emblems of a Blue Soul Renaissance. Tell me about this collective.
Correct. We, all five of us, make up that collective called Creative Emblems of Blue Soul Renaissance. This collective features multiple bands. This is one of them, 26 Bats. Other groups are called Lucid Vanguard and then WTF. basically each group has a different lead songwriter that kind of guides the group and has a direction. And we kind of go with that, and everybody has different creative visions, and we roll with it.
So who takes the lead on this one?
That would be me.
Bailey? Okay. Yeah. All right.
This is my baby.
What an interesting concept. So how do you decide what you're putting your focus on? Which project is the focus at any given moment?
It definitely happens organically. Or I'll write a song and bring it to these guys and be like, let's do this. But a lot of our newer stuff, especially, it is very organic. Four of us live together, so we kind of have this jam space and ideas happen, and then we just roll with it. Obviously, we have ideas that, 26 Bats sounds like this, so we should use this in that way, and kind of
If you had to describe what differentiated 26 Bats, how would you do that? Other than like your songwriting predominates, but sonically,
it's hip hop inspired. It's definitely R&B inspired, jazz. We kind of like to make it funky, but more than that, it's just like a central vibe, like. We don't really subscribe to genres at all. It's just like, that sounds like a bad song, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it's really a feeling.
It's mostly a feeling. Like, it's
oftentimes
a bunch of things,
there's
but.
Jam sessions where we'll come up with an idea, not with an intent of, like, it being for a certain group, but then it'll sort itself out to be like, oh, that should be that group's song, or, mm-hmm. you know?
So do you perform in all those different configurations, or how does that work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, We perform as all three different groups, all making up of the same people. I know coming from the I write the music for WTF, and I'm finding with like when I write music, it's definitely coming more from like the influences of the music that I've grown up with, and I think we have a pretty good understanding of which group, you know, what the vibe is for that group. And we all promote each other's music. We'll find bands that might suit a different group more, and we'll be like, hey, we should play as 26 Bats for this group because that would fit. So I'd say that's how we kind of book for different groups. You know?
We're all multi-instrumentalists, so like Warren plays guitar and does lead vocals for his band, and I'll do, you know, more of a supportive role and kind of like that. And so that's how that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and according to the email that you sent me, Carl, Warren is a jazz-trained drummer from the Berklee College of Music and literally can do it all.
That's true.
Is that true, Warren?
That's a big statement.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Carl.
I think you can.
No pressure. No pressure. But could you do it all for us right now?
Yeah.
So we have some. So you guys have some chops. I guess basically is what I'm trying to say here, and so that makes sense that you would be able to kind of switch from different vibes pretty easily. How did it all start? What was the project that started it all?
Me and Warren met at Berklee College of Music.
Okay.
We were roommates our freshman year.
And
yeah.
What were you studying, Carl?
Guitar. Okay. I only stuck around for one semester. Warren was, what, 3 years?
4 years.
3.5 years. So I came back to Minnesota after. But that initial contact was enough to stay in touch. I recorded a solo album that summer after and invited him to come play drums on it. And we just stayed in contact after that. I like to call him soul partner as far as music goes, you know?
Soulmate.
Like, yeah, soulmate, that's what I'm looking for.
The first song we ever played together was in the practice rooms of Berklee, and we were put together randomly too. I think that's the coolest thing about it is that it wasn't someone that I met. It was like I was forced to live in a room with this guy, and we ended up being best friends. But the first song we ever played, I only played Shaker.
Mm-hmm.
It was just Shaker and acoustic guitar, and it was so simple, but the joy I got from that, I think, is defining in why I play music, you know, and I think why all of us play music is the simplicity, but that feeling, it felt really good.
Yeah, and then Well, Warren moved out here over a year ago now. Before that, he was in either in Arizona, Boston, or California, spending his time. But I kind of recruited him to finally come join us, and then
squad.
Yeah. There's more to it, but that's kind of in a nutshell how it started.
So, Carl, you're originally from Minnesota. How about the rest of the band?
Prescott, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Norwalk, California, which is 15 minutes away from Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
And I'm from, I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Christian, how about you?
Yeah, I'm from Minnesota as well.
Oh, okay. So kind of half, well, not quite half and half. I guess there's five of you, so not really a good half, but yeah. So it's kind of a mix. And Christian, you kind of spearhead one of the projects as well. Tell me about, oh, that's right. I need to get you a microphone if we're going to talk to you.
Yeah, so I write all my own songs, you know, for other people and for myself. I just go under my own name, a sort of singer-songwriter thing. But then I'll also have people come and play with me, and that's a lot of fun too, because I can put my own vision that sometimes gets subsumed by whoever I'm producing. You know, I produce a lot of records, and so I try to make their vision come to life, and when I'm playing bass or guitar or something in a band, I'm trying to make the song come alive around me. But my own music, I can do my own thing and put as much Phil Spector sleigh bells on whatever I want.
We got a young Paul McCartney on our hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just the hair, I promise.
Well, let's hear another song. I see there's been some switching around. What's going on? What are you guys doing now?
So Carl takes the keys on this one, and I'm just going to be on vocals. So
all right.
Did a little rotation. this next song is called Edge of Life.
Join me to a journey. fuck with me, why?
That's 26 Bats live from Studio A, and another tune that I'm going to assume Bailey wrote, right?
What was that?
I'm assuming that's another tune that you wrote.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was co-wrote. That was a very collaborative song. It happened in the jam space, and it was me, Carl, and Warren, and we all kind of just, I don't know, it was just this beautiful idea that we just kind of went with. And that song happened very, very organically. So it's one of our favorites.
So since you're kind of the, creative force behind this band, Bailey, tell me a little bit about your musical background.
Oh, I grew up listening to a lot of alternative rock. My uncle put me on to Yeah Yeah Yeahs and The Killers at a young age. And then when I was in high school, that's when I started listening to a lot of underground hip hop. A lot of Idea, and then a lot of, Lauryn Hill, and then I got introduced to D'Angelo, and then, yeah, I don't know, just kind of evolved from there. My favorite band, I think, right now is my biggest inspiration, and that's Hiatus Coyote, so they're probably the best band. If you guys haven't heard Hiatus Coyote, check them out, because for real, like, they're this cool band from Melbourne, Australia, and they are melting genres together, and that is something I will always respect. So,
very cool. And you say that you guys kind of do that as well. Now, when you're on stage, it sounds like you really work a lot of things out just by jamming together. When you're on stage, is there a lot of improvisation going on, or do you kind of get songs going and then stick to that, or?
We always leave some room for improvisation. We have these set songs, but we have sections that, we would like to, make come alive. And that's, I think, what makes live performances so fun for us, because we get to add a little hint of lime to all of the, set songs. But these guys are all so talented that it's fun to kind of go off the books.
And when we talk about jamming, too, it's a little different than the idea I think a lot of people get when they hear jamming, because it's not like a Fish kind of Medeski Martin Wood kind of jamming. We basically just get a groove going, and then we sort of create sections organically and different feels, and then we string them together for a song. So the products of the jamming end up being the song itself, and not like a catalyst for virtuosity. Kind of stuff.
Yeah, kind of a starting off point rather than or a development thing rather than a just starting off to go out there and show your chops off, man.
Yeah, no chops. Just sit on the groove. If we're swaying, we're doing it right.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be feeling it.
Yeah. So I think I saw that you guys were planning on releasing something sometime soon. Is that still happening?
Yeah, we got an album in the works. It's called Cave Cuts, and it's currently being mixed. So what was that? Yeah, it's being mixed by our very own Christian Wheeler.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It sounds really good. I'm really excited about it.
Yay. And that'll probably come out around February. So
okay,
stay tuned for that one.
Well, and then your other project. So you have a project called Lucid Vanguard, which says it's folk rock, Americana, and jazz flavors. And I think a lot of you are in that band. Of you are in that band.
Yeah, we are.
That's kind of my baby.
Okay. Yeah. And so where is that band in along the lines of musical development?
Working on a new EP right now, called Pseudo Spirits. And I'm looking to put together, it's five songs, and I'm looking to do five different types of music videos that go along with it. and kind of create like more of an art piece with this one. We have one EP out and then a full length album as well, mm-hmm. already out. So I'm expecting that to be done, the new one, in, I'm hoping early spring it'll all be done, mm-hmm. and ready to go. So
with so many projects, how do you guys decide like which one you're going to push? You know what I mean? Because it's hard enough to promote one band, much less all these different ones.
Yeah, honestly, it happens organically. Like we get in these waves of like, we maybe have a couple shows booked for like 26 Bats, and then we just end up practicing that a bunch that week. And then within that week, you know, we come up with new ideas and kind of ride the wave of that. And then, you know, another gig will come up for, say, WTF, and then we'll hop on that wave for a little while. I mean, we're all individually constantly working on our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
whenever we really have time to put it all together with mm-hmm. everybody. So
it's actually really refreshing as a trumpet player, because it's never like we're playing the same book. It's like for a month, maybe we're grinding on one, we're expanding, we have new ideas, and then this we'll be with 26 Bats, and it's like with a new song coming in with different parts, it's always... Like, you have to be very quick about it, come up with something so that... Because I have more anticipation, like, wanting to be a part of it, because they'll pump it out. They'll just pump out musical, just babies. And I'm just like, whoa. When did this get here? When did this song happen? I'm like, okay. But now that here's three more jams that turn into songs. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think we all rely so heavily on music as therapy. So, like, we're constantly making songs. It's how we cope with our regular lives.
I think it happens organically because, like what Bailey said, it is therapy for us, and we kind of use it as a way to heal mm-hmm. and put that out to the world too, and offer that as like our service to humanity, because it's what we love to do, you know?
So how long has this collective been together?
Not very long.
I was going to say...
Like a year.
Okay, because it kind of seems like you have all these different projects and they're all kind of in the infant stage almost.
Yeah,
you know, just kind of starting to do, you know, recording and all mm-hmm. of that stuff. So
yeah, it is. It's a young.
Mm-hmm.
We're still watering the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for it to...
Nurturing.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see where you guys are at a year from now and what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear one more tune. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
This next song is a newer song. I think we're going to call it No Limit.
Okay.
I know at the crown, there is no limit, there is no limit.
That is 26 Bats live from Studio A and a newish tune. I love the vibe of that one. A little
Thank
70s you. Thing something
yeah.
going on there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I really like that. So I have to ask you about the name, because I think in one of the song descriptions you were kind of saying why there was a connection with bats.
Oh, yeah.
All right, tell us about that, Bailey.
So I'm going to start at 26 because that's a really important number to me. I was born on the 26th. And I'm really into numerology, and 26 is a really cool number. There's 26 vertebrae in the spine, which is like the most important life source and breath source. And there's 26 miles in a marathon, and I've been a runner for like all my life. And there's 26 letters in the alphabet, so I've always seen 26 everywhere, and it's always been pretty ubiquitous for me. And so I run with that as like kind of like my, I don't know, my God. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but I kind of love it spiritually, on a spiritual level, I guess. And same with bats. I love them dearly. I've always seen them as like my family. I don't know. They always come to me whenever I see bats. They always come to me at a time where I'm like, wow. Like, thank you. I don't know. I always feel a lot of gratitude whenever I see them. Like I needed to see them. Like, they're sending some kind of vibrational message to me that I needed to receive in order to move forward. The number 26 and the animal bats, I love on a spiritual level.
So things that you have a connection to.
Yeah, very deep connection to, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
Also, I'm Batman.
Oh. Surprise.
I'm not sure if I believe you, Carl, but whatever makes you happy. And I love the trumpet. Daniel, I didn't ask you about, so tell me about your musical background and how you got tangled up in this collective.
Yeah, I'm originally from Southern California. I was going to school at Cal State Fullerton for music education. I met Carl and Bailey. We were all doing this taco truck music festival thing, and I knew Carl was a guitarist. He had a guitar with him. We had a couple jams in a couple forests and some parking lots. It was awesome. They needed a place to stay in California for Coachella weekend. And that's how I kind of met Warren for the actual time to drum. And we all had one long, long jam session. It was like, probably it's not too long. It was just 3 hours. But each individual jam was like 45 minutes straight. It was just like no one needed breaks other than me because I like, you know, the chops. I get tired, you know. Different. Like 45-minute chunks, 15-minute drink water, do your business, come back, and let's just keep playing. And there was something magical about just these elongated sessions of ideas that just kept transforming. I was like, there's something here. So when I went on this little taco tour again, I asked and I phoned up Carl. It was in April before I left California. I believe that was 2 years ago now, almost 2 years ago. Yeah. I phoned him. I was like, hey, would I be able to stay with you guys? He said it should be cool for 2 weeks. And then it was a month later and he was like, hey, we have this gig in Bismarck. Do you want to do that? And then Bailey was like, hey, I have, you know, 26 bats. We have a gig. 'Cause I was with Lucid Vanguard and she had a gig with, 26 bats on
Halloween.
Yeah. And my family came out for that. And they knew that I was going to stay out here before I knew. They were just like, you're going to stay here. I was like, oh, I am? Okay. I walked around the Mississippi River. I was just at the river a lot last year. And I remember just sitting there on a bench and then just staring at the river. And I was like, I feel like I'm going to be here for a while. Yeah.
Well, that's a great story. Well, again, this is 26 Bats, and they are going to be playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, along with Taba and local band Social Disaster. And show starts at 9 o'clock. Where do you guys fall in the lineup? Do you know?
We'll be first.
All right.
We'll be at 9.
So you guys are kicking off the night at 9 at the Red Herring Lounge. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It was a lot
of fun.
This was
awesome.
So much fun. Thank you so much.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Cheyenne Vavrina and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening. Here's Freeman.